Today's show is being brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover and browse through some of the unmatched selections of the audiobooks and programs that they offer. Download a title and start listening all for free. All right, it's that easy. Just go to audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover.
You're listening to Marriage Takeover with Eric and Tamika Thompson, helping to enrich your marriage. You're listening to Marriage Takeover with Eric and Tamika Thompson, helping to enrich your marriage.
Address any questions, and then we're also checking in on our peeps, right? So checking in on the couples, let us know how you're doing, let us know how you're what you're doing, you're cooking some
let
recipes. We had a TikTok challenge this week, so we'll be selecting the winner for that TikTok challenge.
Long time, we ain't get a lot, so please, you got till tomorrow to get it in.
Till today, I thought we were going to do it today.
I'm sorry, it's today.
So
get it in real quick. We have our people in the back that's going to be looking.
So we had a question that came in, and the question was, a young lady said that her husband had left her, and she was trying to figure out if she should go back, if she should stay. She actually left the husband. They're separated. She wanted to know if it was bad for her to think that her husband was weak, if she should go back because the husband is saying she should come back and fulfill her wifely duties. And then she's seen a counselor because things over the last couple of months have gotten progressively worse with the abuse. Not so much as physical abuse, but mental verbal abuse with the verbal and the threatenings. And so what do you have to say, Pastor? One of the things that...
Front Street, what you got to say, Pastor? Well, I don't know. What you want me to say?
Well, one of the things that I wanted to make sure that if... For this particular young lady and anybody else who's in this particular situation, I want you to know that if you are feeling that you are unsafe, you and your child, your family members feel that you're unsafe, get to safety ASAP. Like, that's not a question, a thought process, anything. Get to safety as soon as you can. And then in addition to that, one of the things that I let her know that is, if your spouse is treating you that way or is feeling that type of way, it could mean that they need some help and they just haven't realized that they need that help. Mm. So one of the things that I want to make sure that it's fully aware, don't think of your husband as weak or your spouse or your mate as weak because they can't function or because they're threatening. It might be something that they have going on. This shutdown.
It's a lock-in.
A lot of people are under a lot of stress.
House arrest.
It's allowing you to really have to look into yourself and figure out who you are.
Who you are.
Because as you were going out and doing certain things, you were able to keep yourself busy and to keep your mind off of certain things. And you didn't have to really deal with yourself. So this is really requiring a lot of people to really search within themselves, find out who they are, why they take what they're doing. And a lot of times people can't handle seeing who they are.
Right. And understanding this for one thing. It's a big adjustment. So it's just like a child, when things change for the child, the first thing they know how to do is act out. Sorry to tell you, grown folk act the same way.
Right.
So when your back is in a corner, what was once your stress reliever is like, now you gotta find a different stress reliever. And sometimes we don't know how to do that because when you look at it, we are already when we get frustrated and the world is on our shoulders, we take a lot of that stuff out on the ones that we love the most. Why? Because sometimes we think that they're not going anywhere.
Right.
But we're not doing it just for the sake of doing it. But it's, I guess to say, it's kind of like, it seems like it's just something that you just humanly do. I still haven't gotten to the understanding of it.
I think sometimes we hurt the people closest to us because we don't necessarily all the time value them. And it's easier sometimes to hurt that person that's closest to you.
That's right.
So seek that professional help. If you need to talk to a counselor, they're doing the telemedicine, sessions right now. Do not go know that you're not alone, number one.
There's help.
You are not alone.
Right.
Seek the professional help if you need to talk to a counselor. Get to safety. And you don't have to look at your spouse as being weak. Mm-hmm. You can still love them and pray for them, but right. make sure that they're getting the help that they need.
Exactly.
Because your vows never require for you to be in an abusive relationship.
Right.
Never, ever.
Right.
Ever, right. ever.
And that's the thing. It's not saying, because the thing is that, you know, it's just like our shirt say, not easily broken.
Not easily broken.
So you got to know that even though it seems like there may be a crack in the issue, it's still not broken. So you can still, you don't have to look at your spouse or look at what that person, whether it's the wife or the husband, dealing with within themselves. You don't have to look at them as weak. Just look at it, yo, we need help.
Right.
We
and
need
seek
help.
The help and get the help and recover, regroup, and then allow that relationship to be a testimony if that's what God is allowing or speaking for you to be able to do.
Right.
Right?
Amen.
So I hope that helped. Ooh. I wanted to encourage you guys.
But I want to hit this other piece is that even for a lot of couples with being locked in, I think we're going on almost a month now, right?
Yes. So, yeah.
With the whole lock-in, yeah. a lot of them are starting to find the adjustment.
Right.
With it, because you know, like you used to working from home, I'm always here like, yo, but the thing is, it's like, no, let's find the adjustment and now let's see how we can co-mingle
and that happy medium, figure yeah. out what your happy medium is.
Yeah,
like I said, like we have been, I'm used to working from home, he's not used to working from home.
Oh my god, no. I still get up and commute. So, just to come back in house.
So it's a matter of what works for you and your household.
Right.
If you need time away from each other, it's okay for you to be able to go to your room or go into the office or go into the bedroom just for you to be able to get that alone time. Because
right.
I still think that you still need your alone time. But figure out what works for you.
Right. Because you know the one thing that I think that some couples don't understand? That you still have to set up boundaries.
You still have to do something different.
Yeah.
Like we did this TikTok thing, y'all. And y'all should have seen us trying to figure this thing. I have no rhythm, but you should have seen us trying to figure it out. But it was fun. Right.
Always talking about what he wants to just lips on his broke ass soul. No. I don't want your number. No. I don't wanna give you my number. No. I don't wanna give you nowhere. I don't want no struggle.
Right? Whatever. It was fun. I had a great time.
Right. I mean, it was tripping me out. I guess it's the new stuff.
The new
because a lot of stuff is bringing us out of our comfort zone. But check this out. The stuff that's bringing you out your comfort zone, it is doing nothing but reigniting the fire.
Yes. Get that flame.
I'm blowing flames on the fire. Because we got some TikToks. You hear me? Praise the Lord.
He's so funny.
Mm-hmm. He's worthy.
Was that all that you had for him?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. So this is that Q&A. So if you need help, also, listen, if you don't know who to go to or who to call, please send us an email.
Yeah, reach out to us. We got some resources and we'll get you guys in the right direction.
Right, because understand, you are not alone.
You're not alone.
Because
you're not alone.
I've come to figure out I'm here with you. But because I mean, everybody has now become a teacher.
Right.
Everybody has now become an everyday chef. So it's like everybody's now taking on. I was telling somebody the other day that I did not know that I had to be an elementary math teacher and I had to be a college professor.
Right.
So I'm still trying to figure this thing out too. But the thing that's tripping me out is more that I'm noticing that more of the family time that we're having. And for those of you couples that don't have kids, oh, guess what? That this is that time for you to really dig deep into one another. Man, I'm trying to tell you, because now you can be so mentally glued,
right,
being one. Remember, marriage takeover is the body of one. Man, this is that time to where you can get to know your spouse in and out.
And we're all in this together, guys. We're going to get through this together. We're in this together. And you will overcome this. Know that. We got the victory over this thing.
Say to yourself, I am an overcomer.
You got the victory over this thing. We
got the
this.
Victory. Hallelujah.
So we've got two announcements before we are on award the winner. So tomorrow, one of our friends, our brother from Canada, is doing a live music concert.
Yes.
And that's going to be tomorrow at 3 p.m.
3?
And that's going to be on he's got an IG page.
Facebook.
The Facebook and also YouTube. So I'll drop that in the comments. And his name is Minstrel Osis. That's Minstrel Osis. Osas. He's having a live concert tomorrow. And then on Sunday. Easter Sunday. We have Pastor Kanoe Reynolds. Kanoe Reynolds, I know you just got married. She just got married, you
Listen,
guys.
Just tell her to get a message.
I know.
Just tell her to get a message.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful couple. So they're having, she's having a Praying Wives Fellowship. That's a teleconference call on Sunday, April 12th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to also drop that, or Kanoe, if you can drop that in the feed for us as well. Follow her, like her, support her, and we're going to be excited to be able to unite in praying for the wives.
Right.
Wives Fellowship.
So I'm telling you, wives, lock in, because if anything that would know what you're dealing with are wives. Hello?
Right,
fellas,
so it's Pastor Kanoe Reynolds Scott. Yeah, she just got married. So thank you so much for
Woo,
that.
She just got married.
Beautiful couple.
And you know, it's so funny. Because I say for all of the couples that just got married within these 2 years, this lockdown or lock-in has literally been the best thing for them if they utilize that time correctly.
Right.
I wish we had a lock-in, but we made a lock-in. Hallelujah. All night prayer. Praise Him.
So
I got the victory.
So we did a search, and I'll do one more search. We did a search. There were two couples that did the TikTok. Let's see. Did everybody? Let me see.
It was funny. It was so nice to see everybody come out their comfort zone. I saw my brother doing this TikTok. I said, I can't believe the bishop is on here doing this. But
right.
it was so awesome.
So we actually, it was two. So Alicia Briscoe with Family and Fruitful Family 101. And then and they have a blended family ministry, and Tasha and James Herbert. So you guys, we're not gonna count hours. You guys, we're gonna send you something really good. And then when you get it,
so check
make
your
sure
email.
Check your emails, post it. We're gonna send like a virtual gift card. That way we can keep the distancing, we can do all of that good stuff. You guys can still do something really good, and just post
make
it,
sure
tag
you,
it, and
make,
encourage another couple. Once you get that gift, all
make
right?
Make sure you wipe it down so no corona will
It's
going
to be a virtual gift card. You don't have to wait. You know what? We love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is a Thursday night Q&A live with Marriage Takeover. I'm Tamika.
I'm your boy, E-Rock, now.
And this is Marriage Takeover, signing off.
Thank you for tuning in to Marriage Takeover. Connect with us on Facebook at Marriage Takeover. Thank you for tuning in to Marriage Takeover.